This is Senator Al Simpson. The Home Ownership and Opportunity for People Everywhere program is spreading hope. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the old construction lobby is huffing and puffing like the wolf at the door to try to blow down the Bush administration and HUD Secretary Kemp's solid brick housing program. Home ownership and opportunity for people everywhere gives truly low-income residents a personal stake in the well-being of their own communities and an opportunity to escape from welfare dependency. HOPE requires over $4 billion in federal spending over 3 years. Now that's bringing home some bacon for you to savor, Ted. The shifting of the funds within HUD strengthens Jack Kemp's commitment to the needy and not the greedy. HOPE helps many low-income Americans without spending ever more taxpayers' dollars. Are you out there huffing and puffing with the other greedy wolves, Ted?
Al, you mean well, but you've been faked out by Jack Kemp's trick play. The HOPE program is unmitigated nonsense, not real housing assistance for the poor. It won't add a single housing unit to the scandalously short supply available today. It won't help a single additional family. In 1991, it means a $720 million cut in low-income housing. Families desperate for housing deserve more than empty promises. The Democratic alternative means a real increase in low-income housing. The Kemp proposal simply rejuggles the books. You call it bringing home the bacon, Al, but it's imaginary bacon, bringing no help and no hope to millions of families neglected in the Reagan-Bush years. One part of the proposal does deserve praise, Shelter Care Plus. It offers housing-based social services for the poor and homeless, but the rest of the plan is all smoke and mirrors, Al, and smoke and mirrors don't pay the rent. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on racial discrimination and the death penalty. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.